what a great way to start. Reminiscent of Duane Eddy, I feel, in so many ways. It's a band we haven't featured for a long time on the Raven and the Blues. Opening up the show this week, Little Charlie Beatty, otherwise Little Charlie and the Night Cats. The Night Cats are Rick Estrin on harmonica, and Jay Hansen on drums, and Lorenzo Farrell on bass. And you're thinking, but there was a piano in there. And there was. Chris Siebert playing the piano on that particular track. Taken from the album Nine Lives, came out a couple of years ago, and that is a track called Slap Happy. Welcome to the show, wherever you're listening and however you're listening across the world. It's great to be here. The spring oblique summer has arrived here in the UK. We've had some gorgeous weather this week, and it makes it all worthwhile compared with the cold, bleak winter days. We've got some nice warm music ahead, though. Here's somebody who's going to be our guest in about 3 weeks' time. His name is Bob Chivers. He's coming over from the States to do a UK and European tour, and here he is with a track taken from his latest album, which is called Fiona's World. That's the album called. This is a track called Plans to Meet in Paris.
We've made plans to meet in Paris, spend our nights together, get to know each other better. Until now, it's been by letter. We've kept this love together, and we've learned to care and cherish. Now we feel so close together, we've made plans to meet in Paris. We've made plans to meet in Paris, stand atop the Eiffel Tower, and like all the other lovers, celebrate the midnight hour. At a small sidewalk cafe, drinking champagne from a chalice, walk along the Champs-Élysées. We've made plans to meet in Paris. I will fill our room with flowers, open all the hotel windows, so the moon can cast its shadows and dance across the wall. We can lay there in her silver light, our heads on soft silk pillows. We can make sweet love all night until slumber comes to call. We've made plans to meet in Paris, stand atop the Eiffel Tower, and like all the other lovers, celebrate the midnight hour. At a small sidewalk cafe, drinking champagne from a chalice, walk along the Champs-Élysées. We've made plans to meet in Paris. We've made plans.
Cities. Was there in January to see Candy Kane. She's making progress, by the way. Her cancer, she's had the operation about 3 weeks ago. She has down days. You can see her weblog about how she gets on, but a bit of a sidetrack there, a non sequitur. But that's Bob Cheevers, great songwriter and guitarist, and he'll be our guest in about 3 weeks' time, and that's taken from his album Fiona's World and Plans to Meet in Paris. Talking of France and things of that ilk, hi to Jim and Ruth on board the sailing yacht Greyhound, which was in Gib way, way back 18 months ago, but is now back on the French Canal system, a place I love. We've often thought about going there to live permanently, in Moissac in France, on which canal is that? Just beside Toulouse area, I suppose, isn't it, I guess? Anyway, thanks for your kind email, and good to hear you're listening now, not on FM anymore, just here in France, but on the internet. Mentioning guests, our guests next week, or our guest singular next week, is this gentleman. He was about a year and a half ago since he was here last. Great, great songwriter, great voice, and great guitarist too. Eric Bibb, his album is Get On Board, and here is the title track.
Hear the whistle blowing through the air, telling everyone you don't need no fare. Talking about a love train coming round the bend. Go tell your mother and your father, sister, brother, children, tell your friends. Drop whatever you're doing. This train won't wait. You wanna get on board before it's too late. Talking about a love train. Don't need no ticket to ride. Make sure you're waiting at the station with your neighbors, with your heart open wide. Open the door, open the door, open the door. Get on board. Open the door, open the door, yeah. Open the door, get on board. Can't you hear the train coming, coming down the track? On a one-way journey, ain't coming back. Talking about a love train.
Won't be stopping long. There's room for everybody, whether you're rich or poor, weak or strong.
Open the door, open the door, open the door. Get on board. Open the door, open the door, open the door. Get on board.
This train is bound for a land of milk and honey. Don't you want to go?
Get on board, Lord knows you don't need money, but you sure need brotherly love. Don't you hear the whistle blowing, blowing through the air, telling everyone you don't need no fare. Talking about the love train,
talking about the love train,
coming round the bend. Go tell your mother and your father, sister, brother. Tell your friends. Open the door, open the door, open the door. Get on board.
You know it's time to
open the door, open the door, open the door. Get on board. Open the door, open the door, open the door. Get on board.
Yeah.
Open the door, open the door. Open the door, get on board. Oh, get on board.
If you're one of the 15,000 or so listeners to this show as a MP3 file, you needn't make a note in your diary because the show will come automatically. Lots of new listeners, I think caused by the demise of the show on BFBS, but lots of new listeners anyway to the MP3 broadcast of it. If you're listening on REM FM across the coastline of Spain, make a note in your diary. Next week, our live guest will be Eric Bibb, talking and playing. He was superb the last time he was here, and I'm sure he'll be equally as good this time. So our guest next week, Eric Bibb, taken there from the album of the the same name, Eric Bibb and Get On Board. On the Raven and the Blues now, we go a little bit more electric, and an album which came out last year, Coco Montoya. The LP is called Dirty... LP, listen to me, old-fashioned thing. The CD is called Dirty Deal, and this is called Coin Operated Love.
Parade in love.
Coco Montoya, the album Dirty Deal, and that is a track called Coin Operated Love. I've given that some thought. It's too boggling to comprehend in some ways. Here we are on the Raven and the Blues. Couple of weeks' time, I'll be in Spain. Away, viva España. Hola, ¿cómo estás? No caen bien, gracias. And all that sort of stuff. looking forward to it enormously. We're still trying to work out what I'm doing the early parts of the week and the latter part after the Mijas Blues Festival. The important dates are the 13th in the evening in Mijas, of course. That's why it's called the Mijas Blues Festival. And then the big day on the 14th, virtually from lunchtime right through until the early hours of Sunday morning. I'm going to be there most of the day. Not quite sure what I'm going to be doing. Hopefully doing some recordings to use on the show in the weeks to come and get some interviews too with Mud Morganfield and with Peaches Staten and some of the other acts who are coming across from the UK and also from the States, of course. And just looking forward to meeting listeners too along the way. So if you're going to be in the area, come up and say hello. I'll be the bald one with a hat on in the shade somewhere, probably with a beer in my hand, although I don't know. Right, moving on now to an album which arrived a couple of weeks ago on Northern Blues. It's called 1861. It's the two guys from Kansas, raw, as it's described, raw hill country blues from Kansas. This is Moreland and Arbuckle, and here is a track called See My Jumper Hanging on the Line. great to watch live. Probably in a small venue, small stage, I guess. That's Moreland and Arbuckle, basically Aaron Moreland on guitar, otherwise known as Chainsaw, and on harp and vocals, Dustin Arbuckle. Great album, 1861 it's called. It's on Northern Blues, it's out now, and you'll find links to that on the Raven and the Blues page at Dave Raven, dave@raven.dj is the email, raven.dj/R&B. If you just go straight to raven.dj, you'll get to the front page, where you can see all the other things that I do. And if the webcam is switched on, you'll see the view from the studio down the river. It's normally on most of the time. I obviously turn it off at night because it's dark and it's pointless having a webcam with just darkness. Where was I? Yes, so you can find links to Moreland and Arbuckle and Northern Blues and all the tracks we play, and also a chance to hear the show all over again if you missed any part of it, and also all the previous shows going back now 3 years. It's funny, you know, sometimes when I play an artist on the show, I get an instant response, lots of emails from people saying, I think he or she is great, never heard them before. And this happened after I played this next lady. She made her debut on the show about a month ago. Her name is Magda Piszkorczyk. She's Polish, and her album is called Magda Live. And when we featured her for the first time, I played a Cannonball Adderley, Nat Adderley and Oscar Brown Jr. jazz number originally called Work Song, which I know, I think I heard originally from Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames, and probably that was them the first time I heard it. Her album is a great compilation, a mix of influences from Jacques Brel to Paul Rodgers from Free with Muddy Water Blues. If I say the words Crossroads, you might think of Cream, but here she is with Tracy Chapman's Crossroads, which wasn't a blues number, but when you hear Magda do it, it really is. So Magda Piszkorczyk, the album Magda Live, and this is Crossroads.
Tell what you want, so I tell what you need. will crush you down. Would you lose your birth, you trade your turn? Who'd come to find you first? Those are your guns. Save my soul, save my sound. Save my soul, save my sound.
Great timbre to her voice. Reminds me of Lula Peña, who was a guest on the show in July of last year. In case you're new to the programme, we went to, I say we, the show went to Portugal for the World Music Festival in the lovely town of Sinj, south of Lisbon and north of the Algarve, about halfway between the two. So it's world music, so it's sort of mostly non-bluesy, but we spoke to the fado singer Lula Peña, who did a session for the show as well, and she had a similar timbre to her voice. If you want to hear that programme, it's still available, and you can hear Harry Manx recorded on the beach, just outside, on the beach stage, basically. Lula Peña inside a theatre, and other acts as well who I interviewed. I'm going there again this year, looking forward to that enormously. That's going to be in July of this year, and of course then we've got the Mijas one in June. Where do I go in September, October? No idea yet. Okay, a guest on the show about 2 years ago, I guess, would be Doc Spann, who is from Australia, but makes his albums with Matthew Sang, based here in the UK. The way it works is he doesn't come to the UK, Matthew doesn't go to Australia. They kind of work together over the internet. And it was a really fine set, bearing in mind the way that Doc Spann makes his music sort of generally. And so I was really sort of pushing him kind of hard, in a sense, to do an acoustic set, because he's really a vocalist. But anyway, it worked out really well. Again, you can go to the Raven and the Blues page, raven.dj, look down all the photographs and look for Doc Spann, and you'll see him with Matthew Sang. He's got a new album out called The Treatment, and here they are. I say they, Matthew Sang and Doc Spann, and this is called The Weather Inside.
locked up in silence, pushing on a breeze with deep sweeping secrets. What's it like? What's it like? The weather inside you. The weather inside you.
What's it like, the weather inside you? I'm going to say windy.
What's it like, running out of time?
Doc Spann and Matthew sang together. I think on the first album, it was just Doc Spann, but now Matthew, as the producer, gets a second billing. That's called The Treatment. And I think when I mentioned it the last time, when I met Doc, he's probably fairly tired of people comparing him to Robbie Robertson and Somewhere Down the Lazy River. But to me, it does spring to mind, doesn't it? And that is a track called Weather Inside. And that's brand spanky new. It only arrived this week. Staying in Australia, a band who I featured on quite a few occasions now since I got their album about 2 months ago. They are called Chase the Sun. The album is called Chase the Sun. And here they are with Lady on My Mind.
Time when all I want is sleep. Get away from the world and the good cut me deep. See, one door shuts and another one is bound to open. Time when the heart wants broken. Girl, I'm gonna drive in slow, 100 miles an hour, but we ain't supposed to know. And all my rational thinking has died now that I've got this lady on my mind. Liquor store, didn't need to stop. Snarl turned into a smile today. No more tears rolled to a slow record lane. Girl, I'm gonna drive in slow, 100 miles an hour. All my rational thinking has died now that I got a lady on my mind. It's been a while since you turned and walked away. I tried to smile. and slow. 100 miles an hour, but we're supposed to know. All my rational thinking has died. Now that I've got a lady on my mind. I got a lady on my mind.
Mind. Everybody I've lent the CD to have sent it back and said absolutely gorgeous. They are called Chase the Sun. They're from Australia, and that is the fourth track we've played from the album Lady on My Mind. Talking of ladies on minds, Jules Holland has a TV programme here. There are very few TV programmes to do with music on English television. One of them is Jules Holland, probably about the only one just about, and he had Robert Plant and Alison Krauss as his guests a couple of weeks ago, and they did a great, great set, including Killing the Blues, which I've got a copy of, but it's taken off the television. I'm sure I probably won't be allowed to use it, but if you get a chance, I think it's floating on YouTube somewhere. If you get a chance to have a look at Robert Plant and Alison Krauss together, Killing the Blues, it's definitely worth doing, not talking about. Alligator Records have been around since 1971. I get quite a lot of their material, but for some strange reason, not everything. So sometimes albums don't come to the home of the blues, which they really ought to, I feel. Here is an album which I haven't got, but I've grabbed a track from. It's Marsha Ball with her track from a new album called Peace, Love and Barbecue.
You up.
There you go. That's the sound of Marsha Ball from the album Peace, Love and Barbecue, a great combination. And that's called Watermelon Time, played from the website of Alligator Records. It's a CD I haven't yet got. Bruce, if you're listening, I would love a copy of that if you could, please. I can't get it on eMusic or the usual places. I think it may be on iTunes. I haven't checked there yet, but if you can get me a copy, I'd be grateful. From Marsha Ball, we move now to Tommy Castro. His album came out last year and was also nominated for a W.C. Handy Award. No, it's not called that anymore. It's called the Blues Music Awards, isn't it? And it is a track called If You Believe in What You Do.
If you believe you can, you will. Though you play to lose it.
just so true. Tommy Castro, the album Painkiller from last year. He was voted Blues Artist of the Year in 2006 by the readers of Blues Wax. And that is a number called If You Believe in What You Do. On the Raven of the Blues, I mentioned we've got our live guest Eric Bibb coming next week, but looking way, way further ahead now to, I think, going to be October this year or thereabouts. Somebody else coming from the States, his name is Chris Smither. We haven't featured him on the show before, but let's remedy that straight away. Here is Chris, a guest for later on this season, and a track called Leave the Light On.
If I was young again, I'd pay attention to that little known dimension, the taste of endless time. It's just like water, it runs right through our fingers, but the flavor of it lingers like a rich red wine. In those days we were single, and we lived them one by one. Now we hardly see them, they don't walk, they run. But I got plenty left, I've set my sight on. Don't wait up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon. I never seen my life in such a hurry, but if I stop to worry, I get left behind. It's like a party, but you don't get invitations, and there's just one destination. You better be on time. 3 years we rhymed in couplets, and we sang them two by two. Now we hardly rhyme at all, but here's a few. And if they hurt, there's bullets left to bite on. Don't wait, I'll bleed the light on. That drummer in my head needs inspiration. There's a lack of syncopation that holds me to a line. It's just so hard to leave these cages that we're thinking. By stages we just sink into a slow decline. For years we lived in walls of time, and we danced three by three. Now it's hard to dance, but if you stick with me, we've got what we need to spend the night on. Don't wait up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon. These races that we've run, not for glory, no moral to this story. We run for peace of mind, but the race we're running now is never ending. Since space and time are bending, there's no finish line. I lived to be 100, I was born in 44, 39 to go, but I ain't keeping score. I've been left for dead before, but I still fight on. No way up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon. I've been left for dead before, but I still fight on. Don't wait up, leave the light on, I'll be home soon.
Title track of the album, which came out a couple of years ago in 2006, Chris Smither and Leave the Light On. The dates for him coming here, as yet unconfirmed. All we know is that he's having a European and UK tour towards the end of this year, and it's scheduled he'll be my guest, which is good news too. Almost the end of the programme now. I'd like to say thanks to everybody who's emailed over the course of the last week. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's pretty simple. It's dave@raven.dj. raven.dj/R&B is the website where you can do all the usual things you do and listen to all the shows and various other things too. And thanks to all the new listeners who've come on board in this last couple of months. It's about 15,000 now are listening to the show via MP3. About 30% of you via iTunes, the rest of you I'm not quite sure. I think it's iPod or X seems to be doing pretty well too. Anyway, it doesn't matter how you listen. If you'd like to drop me a line, wherever you are in the world. Quick mention for Lynn Sharp Underwood. She should be back in San Diego now after having had a couple of weeks in Scotland. Hope you enjoyed the trip. The photographs were great, even though it was cold. Complete contrast to San Diego. Let's close with Matt Schofield. The album is called Ear to the Ground. Came out last year, and this is a track which is called Someone. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.